Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Dalid. We are starting Gimel Amud Beis. Three lines up from the bottom, the second to last word on the line, and that's in the Oz V'Hadar, an art scroll print of Yerushalmi. In the Vilna Tzuras Daf of Yerushalmi, it's Gimel Amud Aleph, four lines up from the bottom at the beginning of the line. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basir Yaakov Maisha, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now let's have a quick recap. We are discussing Bein HaShemashos and had quoted two opinions, Reb Nechemia and Reb Yaisi. Reb Nechemia had said that Bein HaShemashos lasts Misha Tishka Chama from after the sun finishes setting for the duration of time it takes to walk half a mil, which is 1,000 amas, approximately 9 minutes. Now, Rabbi Yossi argued that Bein HaShemashos is keharif ayin, it's a blink of an eye. Now, Rabbi Yossi and Amira and Rav Acha were discussing the Shita of Rabbi Yossi the Tana and agreed that Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShemashos is at the end of Rabbi Nechemia's Bein HaShemashos. Now, Rabbi Chizkiya argued with this, maintaining that Rabbi Yossi's statement that Bein HaShemashos is keharif ayin means that every single harif ayin within the 9 minute Bein HaShemashos of Rabbi Nechemia might actually be Bein HaShemashos. So now, Amar Ravmana. Ravmana said, Kishai say kumi to Rabbi Chizkiya, I asked the following question in front of or to Reb Chizkiya. Katanin and Taman, we learned over there in a Mishnah. Now this Mishnah discusses a Zav. When a man has Re'iyah in a mission of Ziva, he becomes Tame like a Balkari, which is a low level of Tama. If he has two Re'iyahs on the same day or across 2 days, then he officially becomes a Zav, which means that he has a more Chamer Tama applied to him. He also has to count Shivanakiyim, 7 clean days with no Re'iyahs, and then be Tival. Now if he has 3 Re'iyahs, either in the same day or in 3 subsequent days, all of the above applies, and he also has to bring a Karban. Now focus on this case. Let's say he had 1 Re'iyah, but it lasted long enough that in that time period he could have immersed in the mikvah, come out of the water and dried off, then that re'iyah split into two and it becomes a full-fledged zav. Now there's a similar case in which we can split a re'iyah into two, which is if he had a re'iyah that was partially during the day, partially at night. And that's because we view it as two separate re'iyahs on two separate days. So now we're going to discuss a re'iyah that he had Bein HaShemashos and can that be split into two re'iyahs. What does the Mishnah say? Ra achas b'yoyim v'achas Bein HaShemashos. He had one re'iyah during the day and another re'iyah Bein HaShemashos. Dalet amud alef on the top, achas Bein HaShemashos. Or he had a re'iyah Bein HaShemashos and one tomorrow. So the Mishnah says, Im yodei shemikdas re'iyah mehayom u'miktas al-machar, if he knows that that re'iyah that he saw Bein HaShemashos, for sure, some of it was during the day and some of it was at night, so vade lo tomo u'l-karbon, he for sure is now tame like a zav and he also has to bring a karbon. That's because he saw three re'iyahs. Let's just take the ratio of this Mishnah. He had a re'iyah during the day and he had a re'iyah Bein HaShemashos, which is being split into two, which means that he had three re'iyahs. So not only is he a full fledged zav, but he also has to bring a karbon. However, the Mishnah continues, Vim safek if it's a safek whether some of it was today and some of it was tomorrow, so vade latoma, he's for sure tame because he did see two re'iyahs, v'safek l'karbon, he's only a safek in regards to bringing karbon. Now that's part one, we're not yet at the question. Part two, Reb Chiya bar Yosef ba kumi Reb Yochanan, Reb Chiya bar Yosef said or he presented the following to Reb Yochanan, man tana re'iyah nechlekas l'shnayim, who's the tana of this Mishnah, the one re'iyah seen Bein HaShemashos could be split into two? Reb Yosi, it's Reb Yosi. It can't be Reb Nechemia because Reb Nechemia says that Bein HaShemashos lasts 9 minutes. And if a person had a re'iyah that lasted the entire Bein HaShemashos, the reason why that's split into two is not because he saw some during the day and some at night. It's just because that re'iyah is long enough that he can actually go to the mikvah, come out, and dry off. And we already said that that's considered like two re'iyahs. And that's obviously not what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. The Mishnah is trying to teach us a chiddush that a re'iyah seen Bein HaShemashos could be split into two. And it's Rabbi Yossi that holds that Bein HaShemashos is keharif ayin, so it must be that this Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. Now, with these two pieces of information, Rav Mana now has a question to ask in Rav Chizkiya. Amrilar, Rav Mana asked Rav Chizkiya, kash dal daitach. This is problematic with what you said. The Atamar, you said in Shitas Rabbi Yossi, call harif ayin v'harif ayin shebechatzi mil Reb Nechemia, that every single harif ayin within Reb Nechemia's chatzi mil, safek who is a safek. Why is this a question according to Reb Chizkiya? So let's just go to our understanding. With our understanding of Reb Yossi, it's possible to explain the first part of the Mishnah, that this fellow could know that part of the re'iyah was today and part of it was tomorrow, because as we had said, Bein HaShemashos is just one moment at the end of the half a mil of Reb Nechemia. So therefore, some of the re'iyah could have been before Bein HaShemashos, and some of it could have been right afterwards. That's day one and day two, two separate re'iyahs. But according to Reb Chizkiya, that's an impossibility, because Reb Chizkiya holds that every harif ayin of that 9 minutes could be Bein HaShemashos. So how can the Mishnah say, if he knows that the re'iyah was today and tomorrow, then it's two re'iyahs? He can't possibly know that some of it was today and some of it was tomorrow, because he doesn't know when Bein HaShemashos is to be able to say that the re'iyah was before and afterwards. So now the Gemara responds by saying, Lama Amar Le Kashte, why did he say that it's problematic with Reb Mana's Shita? The Mishnah is talking about a case in the future when Eliyahu HaNavi comes and he tells us that this is Bein HaShemashos. So then if a person has Re'iyah at that point in time, then he's going to be able to tell us some of it was before, some of it was afterwards, and that could be split into two Re'iyahs. But we're not talking about the right now. You're right, right now we don't know when Bein HaShemashos is. But this Mishnah is talking about the future when Eliyahu HaNavi comes, he's going to tell us exactly when Bein HaShemashos is. Now we respond and say that that's not a valid answer because Man Palig, who says that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to differentiate and he's going to tell us this and not tell us that? What does that mean? Remember, Eliyahu HaNavi comes and he answers answers all sfeikas for us. Anytime we end up with a teku or a tibai, that means that we're going to have to wait for Eliyahu Navi to come and answer it. So he's going to answer all of our sfeikas. Now, who says that he's going to come and only answer the suffix of when exactly Bein HaShemashes is, and that he's not going to answer what Bein HaShemashes is? Remember, Bein HaShemashes itself is a suffix. We don't know if it's day or night. So why are we saying that Eliyahu Navi is going to come and say, this time period is Bein HaShemashes, but he's not going to tell us, oh, by the way, everyone, Bein HaShemashes is day, or Bein HaShemashes is night? If he's going to answer one, he's probably going to answer the other. So obviously, this Mishnah talking about having a Re'iyah during Bein HaShemashes is discussing the here and now, so that means that it's possible to know that the Re'iyah was before and after Bein HaShemashes, just like the way we understood Reb Yaisi, not the way Reb Chizkiya explained Reb Yaisi. And now, Dalet Amud Beis on top, moving on to another topic. Reb Chanina Chavrahin de Rabbanon, Reb Chanina, who was a colleague of the Rabbanon, Ba'i, he asked the following question, which means he presented the following to them. K'mod Ha'at Amar, just like you say, Ba'arvis, in the evening, the Neru Shloshi Kechavim, once three stars are seen, Avol Pisha Chama Nesuna Be'emtzer Akiyah, even though the sun is still somewhat visible, Lailahu, it's considered nighttime because three stars emerged, so it's considered night. So Vimar or Umar af Beshachras Kain, we should say the same thing in the morning. Meaning in the evening time, once three stars appear in the sky, we say that it's nighttime, even though it still might be a bit light outside. So we should say the same thing in the morning. Even though it's a bit light outside in the morning, as long as three stars are visible, it should still be considered night. Now we know that we don't say that. We know that once it's Alois HaShachar, once there's a little bit of light in the sky, that's considered morning. And that's even if stars are still visible. Now that's Reb Chanina's suggestion, but before we continue, let's just get a clarity over here on this wording of Afal Pisha Chama Nesuna Be'emtza HaRakia. Be'emtza HaRakia does not mean that it's in the middle of the sky. The word Rakia over here is referring to some place below the horizon that the sun is before it actually fully sets or before it's fully risen. At that point in time, there's a bit of light outside, but stars might be visible. And we're going to see this term used slightly differently in the Gemara. We're going to say Oivya Shel Rakia, the thickness of the Rakia. So we have the question. We're going to have a number of answers. Number one, Amar of Abra Vaba answers, Ksiv, we have a pasuk that says, Hashemesh yata ala aretz v'loit bat sayara, the sun came out over the land and light came to tzayar. Uksiv, and another pasuk says, Uba Hashemesh v'tahir, and the sun enters and the day has passed. Magash yitzyasi l'biyasei, we have a comparison between the coming out of the sun and the going in of the sun. Ma biyasei, just like the going in of the sun, which means the setting of the sun, Misha yiskasim in abriyos, it's considered like the sun has set once it's covered over from people, meaning once people can't see the sun anymore, even though it might be a bit light outside, it's still considered nighttime. So afyetziyasai, so too, when the sun comes out, l'chsheiz vada l'briyos, it's considered to be daytime once it becomes known to people, meaning even though the sun is not visible, once it becomes known that the sun is here because there's a little bit of light in the sky, it's already considered morning time. So that's answer number one. We compare the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun. Number two, Amar Rav Bar Rav Ba explains as follows. Now, usually throughout Yerushalmi, when we have the name Rav Ba, it's really referring to Rabbi Abba. And we've had this previously with other names like the name Yuda. The name Yuda is instead of the name Rev Yehuda. It's just that we drop the hey, so Rev Ba is the same thing. We drop the aleph. Over here, though, it's not Rabbi Abba because we just had Rabbi Abba previously. So this is just regular Rev Ba. So Rev Ba says as follows, say we have a different pasuk that tells us HaBiker Ar. What do we learn from here? HaTaira Kara La'ar Biker. The Taira calls light the morning. So the moment it starts becoming light outside, even though the sun isn't visible, that's already considered morning. Another answer, Tana Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel taught, Babiker Babiker. The pasuk says in the morning, in the morning. We have a double lashon. What do we learn from here? Kedelitein tchum lebiker shel biker. The pasuk is telling us that there's a boundary for the morning of the morning, which means that the standard thing that we call morning actually has its own morning. What do we call morning? We call sunrise, neitzachama morning, which means that that morning has its own morning, which is alaysa shachar. Now here's another answer, and this is just based off of logic. It's not based off of a pasuk. Am Rabbi Yosi Rebun, im oimer litein oivei shel rakia lalaila bein ba'arvis bein b'shachris. If you're really going to say that whenever the sun is in this oivei shel rakia and the thickness of the rakia, and that's considered nighttime, whether we're talking about the evening or the morning, nim says oimer. Turns out that you're saying shein hayoyim v'halayla shavin, that the day and the night can never be equal. V'tani, and we have a brisa be'echad b'tkufas nisan be'echad b'tkufas tishrei on the first of tkufas nisan and the first of tkufas tishrei. Tkufas nisan is the spring equinox, and Tkufas Tishrei is the fall equinox, Hayoyim Valayla Shavin, the day and the night are equal. But according to what Rav Chanina is suggesting, it can't be that the day and night are equal, so therefore it must be that Rav Chanina is not correct. And last answer, Amrav Huna, he says, Nolfinu Midarech Haaretz, we're going to learn from the way of the land. Shari Malka Nafak, once the king begins leaving his palace, Afakav Dloy Nafak, even though he hasn't completely left his palace, Amrina de Nafak, we still say that he's come out. Whereas Shari Alil, when he begins going into his palace, Loy Amrin de Al, we don't say that he went into his palace, Achaita de Yael, until he actually went into his palace. We're so excited to see the king that the moment he begins leaving his palace, automatically the murmurs start going through the crowd, ooh, the king's come out, even though he really hasn't left his palace yet. And when he starts going into his palace, we don't want to see him go. So no one says, oh, he went in already. Everyone waits till he actually goes in, until the door closes. And it's the same thing with the sun. When the sun starts coming out in the morning, everyone's so excited the sun is coming, they say, oh, it's daytime outside, even though they can't actually see the sun yet. And when it's setting in the evening, it's the same thing. We don't want to say that the sun has set until we really have to say that it's set. And that's when three stars are visible. Then we really have to say, okay, we don't have the sun anymore. And that's how we have these two different gauges for when the sun has set versus when the sun has risen. We're going to stop here for the day. Everyone should have a wonderful day.